Queens of Adventure is made possible through the support of listeners like you who support the show on Kickstarter and Patreon. Mark your calendars for the next Queens of Adventure live stream. It's on December 22nd at 2 p.m. Pacific. I'll have the full details at the end of the episode. Previously on Queens of Adventure.
I'm going to require your services for another job. North of the resort is a village known as Watersport. There, you will find an archive building. In that archive is a safe containing a scroll case. You're to retrieve that scroll case and any other documents in the safe and return here within 3 days.
I really need to get this key so we can get into the safe.
Holy Toledo, you circus folk! You must really love your landlord! I'm perfectly willing to let you leave here as long as I get my army of super mutants. Well, I am gonna test my latest formulation on Narson.
You can see that now you have mutated, and you are a drider. You can feel yourself producing spider silk.
I want what she's having.
And I'm just going to, like, whip out a bomb. I'm going to chuck it at the door of the safe so that I can, like, get this thing open. Ooh, that's a natural 20.
There's a huge hole in the wall and a huge hole in the floor, and the safe has fallen down through it, and you hear a click when it hits the ground.
Ooh, ding, 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 ding. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Okay, well, I'm gonna open the door. You know, enough weird shit has happened that I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? Oh, another surprise? How surprising.
There are some singed documents and a scroll case.
Well, I'm gonna put the documents in the scroll case because that's what smart people do. Yeah, I'm going to grab it and try to keep it safe.
I'm going to attempt to grapple Butylene.
Butylene, you are grappled. You are held tight by Barb in the flaming room as debris rains down around you.
Just when you thought it was safe.
All the things we're going to do together, Butylene. It's going to be beautiful.
A wyvern flaps its leathery wings through the clouds above the town of Watersport, growling and sniffing the air. Down below, through the drizzle and fog, Watersport's old town hall is starting to collapse. A magic tree grows ever outward from the northwest corner, splintering apart the wall as the roof starts to buckle. Behind the building, Freya, Harlot, and Sir Throbberdon have just escaped through a hole blasted in the northern wall by a bomb and now stand at the edge of a cemetery. In tunnels beneath their feet, Arsenicki, transformed into a drider, scuttles through an underground passage on 8 spindly legs. Arsen's clutching a scroll case containing the treaty the party was sent to find, and she's followed by 3 illusory Arsens and her spider companion. Up above, the archive itself is a raging inferno with flames climbing the shelves of books. At the southern entrance to the archive, Chernobyl is locked in combat with the Black Pudding, her tuxedo in tatters. Nearby, the southeastern corner of the archive has collapsed. At the center of the room, Butylene, you are grappled tight in the arms of the scaly devil known as Barb as the flames move closer and closer to you. We're no longer in combat time, where each turn only takes 6 seconds, but since the party is somewhat split, we're going to continue going in turn order to see what everyone does. As smoke fills the room, Barb smiles a toothy grin at you, Butylene.
All the things we're going to do together, Butylene. It's going to be beautiful.
This is a bit much. So I'm going to cast Arms of the Void upon myself so that I can have tendrils emanate from my body and hopefully do some damage to this gal and get Barb off of me.
Black tendrils ooze out from you, and Barb's going to have to do a strength saving throw to resist those.
Yeah, it's a big 7.
Barb's going to take 2d6 necrotic damage, so go ahead and roll that Butylene.
Yes. Wow. That's 10.
Oof, Barb's going to take 10 points of necrotic damage. Chernobyl, it's your turn now. You're blocking a black pudding from entering the room. But Freya just told you to run and save your child. What do you do?
Chernobyl disengages with the black pudding and dashes through the door out into the council chamber of Town Hall to her maximum movement.
Chernobyl runs, disappearing through the door in the direction of the main entrance to Town Hall. You hear the thudding of her footsteps disappear into the distance, and it's the fire's turn next. The fire is spreading rapidly across the archive, and as it consumes a table at the center of the room, there's an explosion of flame that engulfs the black pudding. The doorway that Chernobyl just escaped through collapses, blocking the southern exit from the room with stone and flame. You hear the shattering of beakers and vials on the tables around the laboratory, and then the flames engulf both Butylene and Barb. Barb doesn't seem fazed by it at all. Butylene, you have fire resistance, right?
Yeah.
You're going to take 1 point of fire damage as the flames crackle across your body. Arson, you are sprinting through the tunnel on your 8 legs, carrying the scroll case with the treaty that you were sent here to retrieve. You hear the muffled blasts from the archive fading behind you. You feel the shaking in the earth. And then you reach a crossroads. There are 3 tunnels here. Down one, you can hear the crashing of waves and feel a cold breeze. The second leads upward to a wooden door, and behind it you hear the clanking of what sounds like machinery, what you recognize as distillery equipment.
Oh, girl, get some.
We're next
up.
Door to a bar.
And the third tunnel leads into the darkness and is completely silent. What do you do?
And I would like to go down this silent tunnel.
Arson, you scuttle along that quiet passageway. The rocky floor curves slightly upward and then ends abruptly. And overhead is a wooden trap door.
Am I able to crawl up the wall and put my ear against this trap door?
Yeah, you scuttle right on up to that trap door. The mirror arson scuttling along behind you. All 4 of you put your ear up to the trap door. Roll perception.
Here we go. That is going to be a 19 roll.
You hear just dead silence and the muffled sound of the explosions and crumbling of the archive.
I am going to go in this trap door.
You push the trap door open carefully with your spider legs. And you climb up into the darkness, and you see you are inside of a shrine. There are rows of wooden pews leading up to an altar. The trap door that you've opened is just behind that altar. There are statues of sea creatures all around it, and there's an offering bowl before a tall statue of a squid pinning down a devil. There's a rope hanging down and a wooden ladder leading up to what looks like a bell tower above the shrine.
Instead of using the rope/ladder to climb up, can I just climb up the wall?
You put your foot tentatively on the wall, the next one next to it, and you start pulling yourself up, and you find that you can easily spider climb vertically up the wall.
You know it.
You climb up to the top of this bell tower, the rope dangling down there, the ladder uselessly nailed to the wall next to you. There's a bell there at the top of this tower, and you have a pretty good view of Watersport. You can see the town hall is burning, engulfed in flame, the wall crumbling away, a giant tree growing up taller and taller and taller. And as you stand there looking down, there's a crash through the front doors of Town Hall, and you see Chernobyl running as fast as she can. There's a bundle in her arm, and she is running to some buildings.
How far away is the Town Hall building?
The shrine is 2 buildings away from Town Hall.
Okay, that's That is comfortable. I have no desire to be up here, really. I think I just want to, like...
You don't want to ring the bell?
Not now. I'm not like you.
Right. It's going to be the dinner bell for Wyverns.
I am classy and touch potentially cursed objects. I don't shout to attract attention to myself. I'm going to climb down the outside wall of this establishment and try to join up with Chernobyl.
Okay, you set out on an intercept course to meet with Chernobyl. And if anyone was watching, they would see your mirror version scuttling down the shrine as well.
Oh God, because there's still four of you.
How long does mirror image last for?
It lasts 1 minute, so they'll all be gone soon. It is the tree's turn next. It's growing taller and wider, pushing against the ceiling. Pieces of the building are raining down around you, Butylene and Barb. If you stay here for one more round, you are going to have to dodge falling debris. Freya, it's your turn next. You're standing just outside the hole that was blasted in the northern wall of the archive. You're just at the edge of a cemetery behind City Hall. Thick, wet slime covers the crooked gravestones, and through the hole in the wall, you can see Butylene and Barb standing amidst the flames.
Could I direct Frostbite specifically at any body part or just at the person?
If you want to target a specific body part of Barb's, I would have him do a con save with advantage to evade it.
You know what? Screw it. Let's just do the Frostbite. I'm going to try to just target his arms so that at least you can there'll be less of a grip.
Okay, this is gonna be a bit of a long shot, but let's see how it goes. That's gonna be a con save for Barb.
That is a 16.
Okay.
Some icy crystals form along Barb's arms, and he just like shakes them a little bit, and they completely melt off of his body, which was recently a flame. Anything else you want to do on your turn?
Beautifully, no.
I don't know.
You say before turning and just walking away nonchalantly.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to walk away. I'm going to stick around, hang out.
Harlot, you're up next.
I'm going to take this opportunity to use my short bow and get a sneak attack on Barb.
Okay. Roll your attack.
Natural one.
Pling! The arrow just like falls to your feet as the bowstring just snaps in your fingers.
Well, that happened. I'm gonna just yank on one of his horns is what I'm going to do with my leisure domain. Like 10 pounds of force to one side. Doesn't matter which.
She grabs his like earlobe.
Oh, that's what I do. I do grab his earlobe and I pull downward with extreme force. 10 pounds of extreme.
On
Jessica
one little
Tandy
earlobe.
Force. Can I also hopefully use persuasion or intimidation? Because no one likes to have their ear yanked on like that.
I mean, are you saying something to persuade or intimidate him?
Yeah, I'm going to say, let Butylene go.
Sure, I'd say let's make that a persuasion with disadvantage.
So that was a 14 plus 4. That's a 12 plus 4. So 16 altogether.
I am a bit perturbed, Carol Burnett. However, I am afraid at this juncture I must decline releasing the Butylene.
Even though Barb is still holding on to Butylene, I'll say he does look a bit distracted now. It's Throbberdon's turn next. He sees that you've been going after Barb, and he leaps into the flaming library and claws at Barb. He rolls a 26 on his attack.
Yeah.
That would do 10 points of damage, but it's cut in half to 5 because of Barb's scaly skin. Throbberdon's wings are starting to get singed from the flames. He takes 3 points of damage and leaps back out of the archive. Barb doesn't get an opportunity attack on him because of Butylene's Arms of the Void, but it is Barb's turn next.
All right, Butylene. I had hoped we could do this the easy way. It doesn't seem like that's going to be possible. So before this building falls down on us, let's take a little walk, you and I. So I'm going to drag Butylene, unless you care to come willingly, but I'm... You want to walk with me, talk with me, or is this a drag situation?
I mean, I can walk out of the flaming building with you, sure.
Well, we are walking deeper into the flaming building.
Oh, God damn
it. Into another building. So there is, of course, that wall there on the east side that has collapsed into fire. So we are going to make our way through that wall and into the room beyond. And Butylene, I must say, I am rather disappointed we couldn't come to some kind of agreement. You know, this island has many secrets. One of them is passages to the Underdark, and I am starting to suspect that you may not give me what's in your head willingly. Beeline, are you familiar with mind flayers?
Oh my god.
What?
I take that as a no. So we are just going to continue on our sentimental journey. I'll tell you all about them on the way, but let's just get underway.
Barb drags you into the raging inferno that has consumed Town Hall. Beeline, you're going to take some more fire damage.
Fuck.
That's 6 points of fire damage as you're dragged through the searing flames.
Drag her.
Make
out the wreckage of the destroyed southeastern wall as flaming books cascade down around you. The ground shudders under your feet like the entire building is about to collapse. Barb drags you over the rubble through the hole left when the wall fell, and then you feel a blast of cool air as you emerge out from the other side of the flames.
Where am I?
Beeline, it's now your turn. You blink and look around and see that Barb has dragged you through the demolished wall shared by the Archive and the Loose Lips Tavern next door. Behind you are the flames of the Archive fire. You hear the roar of the ceiling falling down into rubble and the floor of the Archive collapsing into the tunnels below. Ahead of you are overturned tables and chairs. There's a bar along the north wall, and at the east wall, across from you, two imps tend to some elaborate metal distillery equipment. You see a series of huge copper vats connected with a tangle of pipes and tubes. Wood fires burn underneath them as they vibrate and hiss with internal pressure. On the sides of the vats, there's valves emitting jets of sparkling steam. The imps hear Barb drag you over the rubble, and they snap to attention with a salute.
Sure am happy I didn't go in there.
Right. I'm definitely going to try to get out of this grasp so that I just have more options.
So that's going to be a athletics or acrobatics check versus Barb's athletics.
All right, I'm going to do acrobatics.
And I'll give you advantage on this roll because Barb's just dragged you through the wreckage and because your friends did a lot to break his focus in the Archive.
All right, awesome. So that's 12 plus 14 total.
Okay, that's a 14 versus Barb's athletics.
That was a 17, I'm afraid.
Cool. So I've had about enough of this, and I just like kind of reach into my bra and flip open a little vial and ingest very quickly my own mutagen.
Eudeline, you down your mutagen, and immediately you feel the change. Your body trembles. You get a surge of strength. Your arms bulk up, your shoulders broaden, your legs grow thick, your claws and fangs grow long and sharp. Barb can no longer contain you, and you finally break his grip and fall to the floor, a massive, snarling beast.
Ooh, now that's the good stuff. That is what I wanted to see.
Barb has a glitter in his eye like you have not seen before.
Of course.
Finish getting my hands on that.
You just did.
Coming up next, we've got Chernobyl and Arson. So let's see what happens. Arson, you are doing an intercept course to Chernobyl, weaving between the buildings, your spider skittering behind you. With your city secrets, you know exactly which direction to take and which corner to veer around. And you nearly collide with her right there at an intersection between some falling apart buildings.
Oh my gosh, it's you.
Hello. You look different. Well, I mean, I think I saw this happen, but I didn't comment at the time.
Fancy meeting you here. What's up? What's new? How's it going?
I have obtained the medicine I required from Town Hall and am delivering it to Chaz as quickly as I can.
Last I saw all of my friends, I was escaping and they were all fighting. So what's the last that you know of them?
The last I saw, it didn't look good. Most of the room had collapsed, and Freya told me to go to Chaz.
Do you know where Chaz is?
Yes, Chaz is beneath the apothecary shop, along with what little supplies I have.
Is Chaz in immediate danger?
If Chaz does not receive medicine soon, he may be.
I'll walk you to your destination, and I'll make my decision if I want to continue with you from there.
Fair enough.
So you both head off together down a side street, turning from building to building and making your way down some alleys and climbing over piles of debris from the demolished buildings that remain. And you come upon a half falling down building with a apothecary sign out in front. Most of it has just collapsed into rubble. As you follow her, she points to some coils of rope on the ground.
Watch out for traps.
And Chernobyl makes her way towards the back of these ruins and knocks in a particular pattern on a trap door in the floor before lifting it open. Freya, you watched Barb drag Butylene into the flames in the direction of the tavern until they were no longer visible. You're standing with Harlot and Sir Throbberdon just outside the rear wall of City Hall on the edge of the cemetery. You're facing south, and the tavern building is to your left. What do you do?
I'm about to die. So I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself as a level 2 spell, which will be my last any spell slot that's not a cantrip.
Let's roll it.
7.
Okay.
All right.
8.
Wow.
Oh, dang. Oh,
shit.
Not bad. So right. 15 plus 3, you're going to get 18 points
bad.
Back.
Yep.
Freya, anything else on your turn?
Maybe walk towards the tavern.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow Butylene.
Let's collect Butylene and be like, whoa, you're a Butylene now.
Yeah, I'm gonna run towards Butylene.
Don't look at me, I'm hideous.
So you start heading, both of you start heading like around the side of the tavern. You can see through the shuttered windows, there's glints of light peeking through, and you can just hear very softly the kind of a chugging sound from inside.
Like someone drinking at a rapid pace or like a motor.
Yes, you can hear the sound.
Chug, 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 chug.
You can hear the sound of a frat party from inside.
Fucking imps.
A magical keg stand awaits.
Ooh.
And it's Harlot's turn. Are you joining Freya?
Yeah, I'm going to join Freya.
Okay, Harlot, you hurry along with Freya around the side of the tavern looking for a way to get to Butylene. And Throbberdon's up next. He says, hey, wait up, guys. And Throbberdon hurries to follow you both around the side of the building. And it is Barb's turn next inside the tavern.
Well, Butylene, here we are, I see, at last. And it seems that is your final answer. Fair enough. I had hoped to not do any harm to your person, but if you have to be unconscious, so be it. And so I am going to claw you twice and then poke you with my tail. Let's see how that goes. That one is going to be an 11. I don't think that's going to do it.
Doesn't do it.
Does not do it. Now this one, this claw is a 20. That, I believe, is going to be a little scratchy, right? Okay. So, and that is going to be 7 points of piercing damage.
Mutylene is resistant to piercing damage, so you only take 3 points of damage.
And now I'm going to wheel around, do a little twerking, show you my butt, and I'm going to zap, poke my tail out right into your belly button. And, that's a 19. Again, unfortunately, not a natural 20. And that is going to do 7 points of piercing damage yet again. So that's also 3.
I have resistance to all these types of damage, right?
Those are physical attacks, so yes.
Which Barb was not expecting you to be so strong against, but good to know that is what the mutagen does. That is something that would be very helpful for my super mutants.
And Butylene, as it happens, it is your turn next.
Run.
Yeah, I'm gonna like bolt for the door and just try to like make a very swift exit. And as I do, I would like to, I'm just gonna go like straight forward ahead, right with my horns, as I like create a wedge shape with my claws and just like rip this wall open because I want out of this party.
So Barb's gonna get an opportunity attack on you since you're running.
Sure. Well, I'm still aimed at Butylene Rumpward, so I'm just gonna tighten the glutes in alternating fashion, and then another twirl, twirl, zap, and that's gonna be...
How dare you weaponize your kegels?
But, that is gonna hit, and it's gonna be a frothy 14 points of damage.
7.
Well, there we have it, 7.
Yep, 7 points. What does that bring you to, Butylene?
7.
Okay. You charge for the door. You withstand that, like, zap of the tail, and you're just running, barreling for the door with your claws outstretched. I'm going to have you do an athletics check on here. Normally, I would give you advantage, but that exhaustion would take it down to just a regular roll.
That's a two.
So you crash through that wall, ripping it apart. You're aiming for the door, but you just go, like, straight for, like, the wall next to the door, blasting through it. Like, the door is, like, almost ajar, but still, you, like, crash through the wall. And pieces of the frame are falling down onto you. You're going to take a few points of damage for crashing through that wall. That is going to be a 1 point of damage for you.
All right.
That was a lucky break.
Woo. Quite literally.
Down to a six.
Yes.
And now you stagger out into the rainy, drizzly outdoors of Watersport. Just to the side, you see Town Hall, like, erupting in flame, jets of fire bursting out. The bell tower is swaying back and forth, and you hear, like, a bong as, like, the bell starts to, like, collide with the support structure there, and it just gives a ring and then sways back the other way. Bong! Rings again. So now you're standing out in the drizzle.
Did someone leave the cake out here?
Ah! It's Arson's turn next. Chernobyl, carrying a bundle from Town Hall, has brought you to a trap door hidden in the rubble of the apothecary shop. You're clutching the scroll case with the treaty tight to your chest. Your mirror arsons vanish, one by one. Poof, poof, poof. It's just your giant spider companion trailing you now.
Do you need shelter?
Yes, please.
She beckons to you and then heads down the stairs, holding her bundle tight. You and your spider follow. Descending the stairs, you enter a root cellar with stone walls, benches, shelves. The air down here is cool and dry, and against the far wall is a cot that Cher goes to stand next to. Huddled on that small cot is a small child under some blankets.
Oh, I get it. That's a Chaz moment.
He's staring at you with giant eyes.
Hi, what's up? My name's Arson. It's really nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me in your space. It really means a lot. I'm super appreciative of it.
Hi.
What's up?
I was just preparing Chaz's medicine.
Oh, that's cute.
And reading him his favorite bedtime story, The Tale of Trixie LaBouche.
I'm sorry, what does, could you say that one more time for me, please?
Reading his favorite bedtime story, The Tale of Trixie LaBouche.
Well, let me tell you something. I have first-hand experience with the one and only Trixie LaBouche.
What?
Yeah. We had a running in with that person.
What?
Yeah.
Trixie LaBouche died 1,000 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, we went to LaBouche Gardens and...
That's where I wanted to go, where the boat was going. LaBouche Gardens, we were going there on the boat, but the boat's not going there now.
Oh, that's unfortunate, but you're really not missing a lot. LaBouche Gardens is a pretty scary place.
Oh, but she seems so nice.
Yeah, looks can be deceiving. People are not who they seem sometimes.
You look scary, but you seem nice.
That is an absolutely correct assessment. Maybe I'll tell you a little bit of a story, the real story about it sometime. But in the meantime, is there like a corner that I can crash on to get some, like, take a quick, you know, nap or two?
Certainly. I do not require bedding, but there are some sacks of flour that are gross, but pillow-like.
You know what? I have eight legs. Like, I can't really beg too much or ask too much. So that sounds great. That sounds adequate. So if you don't mind, I'd love to crash on those bags and get myself a little bit of shut-eye while I wait for something else to happen.
Arson, you head over to the bags of flour, which are indeed gross. And
what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, like bags of flour are just kind of bags of flour.
It doesn't look like the cleanest flour.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not eating it, so.
And you just kind of like droop yourself over, trying to make yourself as comfortable as you can with this new form. As a drow, you go into a trance. You meditate for an hour.
That is actually correct. I feel like... I don't need to sleep. I meditate deeply, remaining semi-conscious.
As if you were not creepy enough already, this spider-bodied creature just kind of like lowers it down onto some flour sacks. Your eyes kind of like roll back in your head, and you just kind of like sit there motionless, meditating as Chernobyl and Chaz watch you in varying levels of discomfort.
That is weird. Can I, like, when I settle down, can I, like, face the opposite
oh,
way
sure,
so
sure.
that they're not, like,
cover
too
yourself
weirded
in a blanket
out?
Of spider silk.
Yeah, you know, just like try, you know, I don't
create a little nest.
I'm not here to scare right. anyone.
You don't need
just
to watch
trying to
me
rest.
While I sleep.
I'm just trying to sleep.
Is there, like, a lounge version of the Sex and the City
oh
soundtrack,
God.
Like, playing in the background?
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Mommy, yeah. Why is the monster Blair Witching to lounge music?
You'll understand when you get older.
That's the last thing you say as you disappear into your trance. Your spider companion curls up at your feet, yawning. However, spiders yawn. And we're going to jump over to Freya. So you rush around the side of Town Hall, around the side of the tavern, to the front, just in time to see Butylene burst out of the front wall of the tavern, heaving and panting and in her monstrous Butylene form there in front of the building. Barb is sort of silhouetted behind her back inside the tavern. You see the swaying tower of the bell. You see jets of flame emerging from Town Hall. The bell tower swings to one side, bong, swings to the other side, and before it can ring, suddenly a dark shape flies through the bell tower,
oh my God.
Crashing into it, throwing the bell to the ground as the wyvern circles around the town square and settles down on a far side on a building.
Shit.
Barb moves toward the exit wound created by Butylene in the building and glances up. I assume Barb is also aware of this wyvern.
Barb can see it.
Oh, son of a bitch. Barb gestures to the two imps behind him. Pip, Squeak, get over here. Snaps his fingers. Pip transforms into a rat, Squeak into a raven.
I have to say, it does not make sense that Squeak wouldn't be the rat.
Look, we are all about subverting expectations here at Barb Industries. Pip and Squeak, this looks like a job for you.
Barb retreats back into the fire in the direction of Town Hall, disappearing into the flames. Barb's no longer visible. Butylene, it's your turn next. You're crouched in front of the tavern, and across Town Square, the wyvern is snarling and sniffing high in the air.
Like, has it made eyes at me or anything? Has it, like, I'm pretty obvious, right?
It is not looking at you yet. You are pretty conspicuous there in Town Square.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of, like, go to the closest building that's sort of, like, standing that could get me cover. I'm going to get as far as I can away from the main square while I chug my minty little healing potion with my very large fingers.
Okay, let's have you roll stealth.
That's 21 total.
Okay, you lurch back behind one of the buildings, rolling behind some barrels and obscuring yourself in the shadows and the pitch black of night, and you can now chug some of that like healing potion. And what does that do for you?
So it does make my breath smell good.
Great.
Nice and minty, fresh. It gives me a little bit of tingle in my nether regions.
Yep. It also allows you to roll 2d4 plus 4 to recover some HP.
Plus 3, six, that's 8.
Okay, so you get back 8 of those hit points.
Woo!
So you're feeling a little better as you try to catch your breath back behind the wall that you've hidden yourself behind.
Are there any Airbnbs left in this town?
Yeah. They're not in the best shape. Wild discount on on accommodations. Over to Freya. You did see, standing like kind of hidden behind the wall of the tavern, you did see Butylene kind of like tuck and roll and like hide herself in the shadows of some barrels, a building or two over from you. So you've got kind of a fix on Butylene right now, and you've seen her take her healing potion.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to concentrate very much on the tingling that I had before, Mm-hmm. And all I'm going to do is, in my mind, scream at the top of my lungs, I know, sorry, it's on everybody's nerves. Trying to get a... see if there's a connection to Barb still.
If you're bellowing sea shanties in your head, or like,
have you ever heard that? That I, this is a song that never, just oh, any kind okay. of a, something that'll get
you're
attention.
Bellowing an earworm.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor?
Exactly. I mean, no one else really knows what I'm doing because it's all in my head. Trying to see, I'm not sure if it's actually going to work.
Sure. So you're basically, you're trying to scramble his radar.
Yes and no, but trying to get him to come up and out and say, shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, you're trying to draw him out.
Can we have a pool dad? Can we have a pool dad? Can we have a pool dad? Yeah. Can we have a pool dad? Can we have a pool dad?
Yeah, but that's what I'm doing. And at the same time, I'm getting the biggest rock I can possibly throw, however many feet, into the tavern to break shit and make noise inside of the tavern to get the wyvern's attention in that direction.
What?
No, have the wyvern attack Barb. That's smart.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're trying to, like, annoy him and draw him out, let's have you roll persuasion.
Five.
Five is not gonna do it.
New brain, who dis?
And you're also throwing...
I'm just gonna keep going.
You're throwing that rock?
Mm-hmm.
And so roll a dex for that?
19.
So you throw that rock, it flies through that hole that butylene broke into the side of the building, and you hear it like land thunk, 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 clank, and it seems to have struck the distilling equipment inside. And you hear a whistling sound as some of the equipment starts to rattle and shake and let off pressure and steam, and things are starting to go a bit haywire inside there. You hear a thunk, 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 as like bolts start popping out of the distilling equipment. The wyvern swings its head around and like starts sniffing, and it's like watching intently. It's like looking directly at the front of the tavern now.
So I'm just outside the tavern, right? Are there any like windows at ground level?
There are some windows at ground level, and like,
okay, I'm gonna try and stay in my cover, but I want to cast color spray in the window and make as much loud whiz bang pop inside with all this metal distilling equipment that maybe either the wyvern's gonna go in it or try and get the hell away, because it's gonna be so much of a distraction.
I mean, best case scenario, the wyvern goes in, everything explodes, wyvern dies. Also, best case scenario, wyvern goes in, finds Barb, eats Barb.
Like, I'm thinking, like, you have to reach your hands out in order to cast the spell, and my thought is, I'm sneaking under the window ledge. Oh, there he is. Or, like, oh, okay, I see what's inside. And do my Jubilee color spray to make, like in a Disney movie when someone blows up a firework factory and you just see them all bing, 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 jumping out the windows.
Mulan.
It's Mulan. Thank you.
Harlot, you put your hands up to the window, and there's a spray of color and light and sparkles. It's like there's a disco rave happening inside the tavern to go along with all the whizzing and popping of the distilling equipment that it's now going a bit haywire. The chugging noise gets louder and more erratic, like the machinery is out of control. The wyvern looks over to the tavern and narrows its eyes, and then looks away, still sniffing around up in the air for something.
We got what we came for. Let's get the fuck out of here.
It's Throbberdon's turn next. He's crouched next to you, Harlot and Freya, near the tavern, and he's been watching you try to attract the wyvern. He sees it's not working. He stands up, resolute, and he says, on my mark, make a run for it.
No.
He unfurls his arms, flaps them, rises up into the air. Throbberdon gives a loud eagle cry that echoes across the square. The wyvern fixes its gaze on Throbberdon and snarls, and then unfurls its wings, preparing to take flight.
How dumb is this motherfucker?
Who does this remind you of, Freya?
Right, yeah.
That is not fair. I'm the only one allowed to be.
Throbberdon flaps higher up into the air, and the wyvern roars and lifts off, beating its wings over Town Square, up into the cloudy, misty sky of Watersport. And as you watch them disappear into the clouds, the tavern explodes. Fire and debris fly everywhere. A gigantic mushroom cloud of smoke and flame blasts up into the air below Throbberdon and the wyvern. Harlot, you are crouching under the window, and you're thrown backwards by the force of the blast. Wreckage rains down around you. And then, as the dust settles, you smell something. It's sickly sweet, like warm cherry cough syrup. You hear a rumbling, bubbling sound as a thick ooze slowly spills over the torn edges of the tavern's twisted metal tanks.
I smell a smelly smell that smells smelly.
Above the destroyed husk of the still, a cloud of luminous vapor crackling with magical energy and sparkling motes of light spreads rapidly upwards and outwards. Harlan and Freya, before you have time to act, you inhale the vapor and feel your minds slipping from your grasp. Roll a constitution saving throw.
Oh my god.
Is this the scarecrow? Are we in the another universe? Like, I'm like mildly terrified to roll. It's kind of like that hamster. Oh, 19. Okay, cool.
I just spoke too soon.
Plus, 22.
22 for Freya. And Harlot, you got a 7-ish?
Eight. It was a 7 plus 1.
Okay. Harlot, you see across the town square where Butylene was, a shimmering in the air, and something appears in your vision. It is something that you desire above all else.
Butylene? I see Butylene.
Oh.
Something I desire above all else?
No.
Oh, shucks.
I just want to get laid.
Gross.
I see the giant red jewel that Aladdin touches in Aladdin when he's in the Cave of Wonders, and it's like teardrop shaped and it has 47 facets. And all of the line work is done in really, really beautiful, like, orange.
Across the town square, you see gems appear, a giant red gem up top a pile of rubies. Freya, you see Harlot kind of, like, staring intently and blinking. You don't see anything across the town square. You just follow her gaze, and all you see is Mutilene just kind of hanging out there. Harlot, as you're staring across, the world gets kind of blurred and smeary, and it seems like things are starting to melt, and as you look around, there's trails appearing in your vision, looking backwards and forwards. The only thing that's remaining distinct is that giant gem that you saw on the far side of the square.
Come into the light, Carolan. All are welcome in the...
I'm going for the gem.
They're here.
As soon as you step forward into the town square, there's another shimmering, and between you and that gem appears something that you intensely fear, the thing that you are most afraid of in the world. Describe what that is.
The IRS?
I don't know how you put a physical form on failure, but a failure falcon. There's a failure falcon.
You're gonna fail! You're gonna fail!
In the center of the town square is a giant...
Wait, actually a failure clown, because if I'm actually going to pick something that I'm actually scared of...
Wait, you're afraid of clowns?
Yeah, it's a failing clown.
Across the town square, your eyes are fixed on that red gem, but between you and it, suddenly you see a crowd of clowns appearing. They're all pointing and laughing and booing at you, and as they gesture angrily, you can see that feathers are falling from their body. They're falcon clowns with sharp hooked faces and clawed feet. They are furious and booing and laughing at you, they are standing between you and that gem.
I am freaking out right now. I'm going to string my bow and try and shoot one of the clowns. I can't handle clowns. I want them to deflate, because that's what I imagine that you do with clowns when they poke up with something sharp, is they just go... 15 plus 6...
Okay, that's with that 21. You pull back on your string, and the arrow flies across the town square. The clowns gasp, and the arrow flies through them, and poof, like a cloud of smoke, they just dissipate around the arrow, which thung, lands in like a wooden post on the far side of the town square, not too far from Butylene.
Is the gem still there?
The gem's still there. Freya, you just see Harlot take a step into the town square and, like, suddenly at nothing, fire her bow just across the town square, just, like, landing feet away from where Butylene was in hiding. Mutilene, you also see that, like, arrow land really close
Yikes.
To you.
Oh, my goodness. Was it something I said?
I check my imaginary watch, like, what the fuck is she doing? Check my pulse, wonder what the hell's going on.
But, Harlot, the failure falcon clowns are gone.
I want to, like, move my way over to the town square, but I do not want to walk in that same path where all those creepy clowns were at. So I'm going to make a semicircular skirt around because I don't want to, like, turn into one myself.
So, like, one of those cats that can see ghosts, you just do, like, a large detour.
Oh, my gosh. She jumps straight up into the air.
It's as though I'm a cat and there's a giant cucumber in the middle of this town.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So, Butylene and Freya, you see Harlot making this, like, wide detour around nothing.
Harried.
But she is, like, also, Harlot is keeping a close eye. She's, like, a fixed gaze on this point that's just, like, off to the side of Butylene.
You okay over there, girl?
Butylene, what are you doing?
I'm just kind of, like, WTF. I'm just kind of, like, aware, like, of the situation and sort of concerned for my partner. Also, I'm, like, kind of looking around me for someplace that I could, like, take a nap.
Around you is, like, piles of rubble and, like, some burning debris, broken casks and things. And you hear off in the distance as Harlot nears you, yep.
Is that Kalima? Kalima shocked today?
Am I even aware of Mutilene or Freya in the space with me right now?
No, just can see you are getting close to that red gem. Freya, those, like, that cloud with the sparkling motes and the sickly sweet smell is still kind of, like, swirling around you, but with your 21 roll there, you're kind of, like, withstanding its effects. And
she's got a high tolerance for inhaled drugs.
Yeah. I just assumed that someone was hotboxing the woods.
I feel like I would probably be, like, concerned and want to, like, approach Harlot and just, if I need to, I would just kind of, like, fireman carry her, you know, and just be like, you ain't right.
Freya, did you say hotboxing the woods?
I did.
That's not how that
Don't
works.
Don't fucking judge me. Have you ever tried hotboxing the woods?
I have.
No, I'll have to do that sometime.
Harlot, you've just emerged from the edge of that sparkling cloud, and you're moving towards Butylene. Your mind is clearing a little bit. That smearing effect is starting to disperse from your vision, but you still can't quite make out what's around you aside from that that gem. Butylene, you said you're going to walk towards Harlot?
Yeah, sort of like cautiously, you know, in case I need to, like, evade any flying projectiles.
Harlot, you can see sort of a smearing, distorted form approaching you.
Yo, baby, you doing okay? What's going on, boo-boo?
I'm still tripping balls and feeling really distrustful, so I kind of want to find the nearest shadowy corner and rock myself until I come down. Just like,
I totally feel you.
You're kind of like slumping your way to a corner. Butylene's got her hand on your shoulder.
I'm going to kind of look up, make sure that all the things are gone. Wyvern and Throbberdon are just kind of like away, and I'm just going to kind of slowly walk towards them because, girl, I want to help out my friend.
Freya, you gaze up into the sky as you cross the square, and you see Throbberdon sail down out of the clouds and circle the tree growing up out of the ruins of Town Hall. And then with a beating of wings, the mist parts and the enormous wyvern thunders down after him. Throbberdon banks sharp to the left and picks up speed, flying as fast as he can towards the ocean. And you lose sight of them again in the fog. And now, Freya, you approach Harlot. She's emerged from the sparkling cloud, but the cloud is still expanding, and if it overtakes you, you'll have to do a constitution save again. Harlot, your vision is starting to clear, and you can just make out the form of Butylene standing over you.
Where's that enormous ruby, I ask?
The ruby is starting to fade. Like, right now, what you see is, like, this giant ruby is, like, standing over you and being like, there, consoling you.
Just eyes open like dinner plates, and I'm grinning from ear to ear, and I'm reaching out with teeny tiny little baby arms because that's what I'm imagining that I have, and I'm like, yeah.
I'm only allowed upstairs.
Your hands are reaching out just as, like, Butylene's face resolves and you see Freya approaching across the town square and
R.I.P. headphone users.
That's most people's reaction to me. It's totally fine. I'm used to it.
And Harlot, just as she approaches and just as you scream, again you hear from a little further back in town, riff, 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 riff.
Can I roll a wisdom to see if I recognize the bark?
Does she only hear it? Did the rest of us?
You all hear this.
Okay.
You can all hear this barking. Yeah, I'd say roll wisdom to see if you...
Because, I mean, it's plus zero, but I'm like, what bark through yon window breaks? Natural 19.
You better work.
This is the same bark that you heard in the forest, in the jungle, on your way to Watersport.
I don't trust
Queens,
it.
Queens, that Pomerania, that Necro Pomerania is back.
Uh-huh. Looking like, for
I
want to
take a fucking nap.
Yeah, we're tired.
Here in the corner of a building in the wreckage in town square where there's an explosion in a wyvern?
No, somewhere else. Just find me a place to take a nap. I'm high.
Yeah, is there like a beanbag factory or anything in this town?
Am I able to stand?
Yes.
All right.
Freya, you're just at the edge of that cloud, and you feel that, like, sparkling, crackling energy of it starting to, like, touch you from your back as it's, like, spreading over your body. It's just a few feet away now from Butylene and Harlot.
I'm going to give a little comment of warning. Just so you know, that stuff is whack.
I say let's just go look for a building to sleep in.
I say we, like, sort of, like, triangulate which direction Kalima Shakti is coming from, because I'm not ready for that just yet.
And also be aware of where the Wyvern and Throbberdon might be flying around above us, because I don't want to be snack food.
Well, if we're walking through the woods, I think we're going to be safe.
Also, hello, you're missing one member of your party.
Oh, she took off. I thought she had her own private contract she was fulfilling.
It was a solo booking. There are tip spots available, though.
I have no magic left except for my cantrips, and none of those cantrips are finding people.
We're a quartet. I feel like,
what I'm saying is that, like, the cloud's coming for us, right? So we gotta get out of town
anyway.
So
let's walk around this growing cloud of weed smoke.
So you shakily help Harlot to her feet, and the cloud of sparkling energy is moving closer to you now, but you're just like moving just a few steps ahead of it, and you walk deeper into town. You hear that barking again from like off in a distance.
But like which distance? Are we walking towards it, walking away from it? Is it all around us? We don't really know where it's coming from.
The omnipresent yipe.
So there that those yelps are coming from to the southwest.
I think we should head in that general direction and be cautious. And if we find a hovel on the outside of town that has a root cellar that we can bury ourselves in overnight and sleep for a couple hours, we should do that.
So you hear that, yep, 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 and you're moving in that southwestern direction. You pass by crumbling rubble from various buildings, the cloud of smoke from the explosion, the fires disappearing into the mist behind you. That crackling, sparkling cloud is vanishing as you like turn corners and go around buildings. That yap that you're hearing, you're getting closer to it now.
Are the buildings thinning out? Is it the thicker part of town? Like,
you're getting closer to the outskirts, and you pass by to your right a shop that has a mortar and pestle shingle hanging outside of it. Most
Never
of the shop has been demolished. There's just a little bit of one wall still standing and a pile of rubble in a far corner. The yap is very loud now. It seems to be coming from that far corner.
Wait, from the building corner?
Mm-hmm. The corner of that building that remains.
Is that that's the apothecary, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to play scout and like hide, sneak,
peek
my head in that corner. I'm so curious.
I would like to point out the obvious that this is quickly turning into a flash forward episode of Lost with the like smoke that makes like strange noises that is like threateningly approaching you all. We don't have to go back to the island, just FYI.
Harlot, roll investigation.
So 7 altogether.
You creep sneakily into the rubble of that building. You're looking around. You don't see anything at first. You turn around to kind of give the party the all clear and take another step. You're not really watching where you're going. And that's when you feel something tighten around your leg, and suddenly you're hoisted up into the air by a snare trap that leaves you dangling several feet above the ground.
They say that hanging upside down is supposed to be really good for your face, though, right?
You have a great-looking face at the moment. You're dangling upside down. You're just beaming, radiant.
I'm going to be a little shocked and just be like, oh, no. Oh, our friend. She's dangling upside down. But, God, she looks great.
I'm gonna kind of nudge Freya and be like, I told you she was hung.
Ah!
But I'm gonna go help. I'm gonna like yeah, I kind of saw the whole thing happen because I kept my like lazy eye on her, so I saw that happening.
Your mutual eye,
right? Exactly. So I'm gonna kind of like I'm gonna kind of sprint over and just like see.
Aren't
if
you
I
like
can...
18 feet tall when you're mutilating? Couldn't you just like pick me up like King Kong and I could be the beautiful lady while you climb the building?
Yeah, you are huge and hulking. Do you want to do something with like your giant form?
Yes, sure. Why not?
When you said I just nudge, I thought you were gonna say you nudge Harlot and like just to like watch her swing back.
That's better.
What does Mutaline do?
I'm just gonna like walk over and like poke her, like, "Hey, baby, you doing okay?" But then like when on the, I'm gonna like make her swing away from me, but then on the swing back, I'm gonna like snip whatever's like holding her up and then catch her in my arms.
I don't realize what all is gonna happen. So when she pushes me away, I just like straighten my legs, both bolt outright, and I'm in second position, so my feet are sticking straight out, and my arms are crossed, and I am not plussed. I am like, why would you really just push me after I just got caught in a snare trap?
She's not amused.
I will give you both a point of inspiration for your...
for working out our relationship on the podcast.
For teasing and for haughtiness. So Mutaline pushes Harlot off to the side. Harlot's arms are crossed. And then when Harlot swings back, Mutaline just like with one swipe of the claws cuts through the rope that's holding her up. And Harlot, you swing and land nestled like a little baby. Aww. In and then I'm like, Mutaline's arms.
Oh, okay. And your chest hair's really nice. While this is happening, I'm just going to walk inside the apothecary.
There's not much apothecary like to walk into. You're just in the ruins of the building right now. And as you walk in, and Harlot and Mutaline, you're kind of standing in the rubble, just kind of like looking around. You hear a click and a creak, and a little trap door behind a counter creaks open. And peering out is Cher Noble.
You better work.
Oh my God, girl, you're okay.
Cher.
I do believe
in
my...
Did you set this trap?
That was a good trap.
Hi, House. Yes, I did set that trap. It's how I've managed to keep this location safe.
Atta girl.
It's a trap.
Do you want shelter?
Please, have you seen Arson?
Yes, she looks different.
Yeah, she's kind of a spider babe now, but I'm into that look.
Legs for days.
Legs for days.
Yeah, do you have any place like we could take a nap or like, you know?
Yes, quickly enter. We do not want any creatures of the night finding us here.
Oh, girl, I am a creature of the night. What are you talking about?
No, you're a woman of the night. You're not a creature of the night.
I mean, speak for yourself.
You're a lady creature.
Yeah. I'm just gonna like slink my way into the little cellar.
So you kind of like push your way around Chernobyl and like slip on down.
I'm not gonna say no. No one's too rich as person for.
I'm still in Butylene's arms, so I'm waiting for you to cross the threshold.
Right? Can I fit down this like this hole?
So Freya, you like slip down. Mutaline, you are a little large, and Chernobyl makes room for you. She like backs up down the stairs.
Aww.
You like squeeze through the enclosure. You're still holding Harlot in your arms.
Aww.
And you step.
Mind your horns.
Don't. Oh, sorry.
Bonk. There's like a bonk of the horns on that.
There's a
door.
Light fixture that's hanging down from the ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Off the floor.
Trigger.
There's a lantern that's like swings back and forth. Into it.
Can you imagine the terror on this child's face upon me entering and then all three of you entering?
Jazz is indeed staring at you with wide eyes as you all settle in. Chernobyl, her tuxedo hanging in tatters from her metal and vine body, clears away some clutter. Freya finds a crate to lean against, her evening gown torn and singed over her armor. Mutaline lurches forward, taking up a lot of space in her Mutaline form. Harlot's just staring around wild-eyed from the magic vapor and nearly steps on the giant spider that dozes near Arson, who's deep in a trance with the scroll case clutched in her arms. Nobody notices the rat watching from a crack in the stone wall near the flower sacks. Outside, on a tree branch overlooking the ruined apothecary shop, a raven stares down at the trap door, then looks cautiously up into the night sky before taking wing. It soars over the wreckage of Watersport, glancing around nervously when it hears the distant roar of a wyvern, and heads back towards town square and the smoldering remains of the tavern, still shrouded in the sparkling cloud. As it nears town hall, the last recognizable remnants of the building collapse into wreckage, the tree still towering high over the rubble. A light drizzle is falling now, and the flames subside as the raven spirals down towards what's left of the archive, then sails down toward the rocky mouth of a tunnel amidst the debris and vanishes into the darkness underground.
Hey, Squeak, what do you got for me?
Hi, this is your DM, Matt. I am super excited to announce the next Queens of Adventure livestream. It's on December 22nd at 2 p.m. Pacific. We'll be playing an original adventure, live, online, in full drag, with a special guest. Freya Arson Harlot Butylene and I will be joined by the delightful Rock M. Sakura for a very special holiday adventure. That's Saturday, December 22nd at 2 p.m. Pacific. Go to queensofadventure.com for details and to set a reminder to watch. As always, big thanks to season sponsor Russell Bloomdale, thanks to Sam Antonioli and Major Scales for original music. This episode contains the tracks This House, Great Worm, Rhino's Theme, Dewdrop Fantasy, and Mist on the Moor by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Thanks to Chad Sell for podcast art. Thanks to the Queens, Harlot Oscara, Butylene O'Kipple, Arson Nikki, and Freya Love. You can find them all online. Thanks to the wonderful Tad Leckman for his very kind review that goes, one of the ways that DMs get better at being DMs is by watching and listening to other DMs run games, especially games that are different from the ones you run. Yes, this podcast is great drag fun. Yes, it's fierce. But Matt Baum is also a great DM, and his table is a great example of playful, inclusive RP set to 11. These ladies are professional roleplayers, and this game may be nothing like your home game, but listen to it in hopes that a tiny bit of glitter from their game gets on you and ends up on the table at your home game. Listen to as many actual play podcasts as you can, and make sure Queens of Adventure is in your rotation. Thanks again, Tad, and that is great advice. Definitely listen to Actual Play Podcast wherever you get the opportunity, and if you're enjoying this one, please leave a review. That's super helpful. Kickstarter and Patreon backers can access bonus episodes and playable content. Head over to patreon.com/queensofadventure to support the show and get access to the bonus content. Chat with us between episodes on Twitter and on Discord. Links to those are at queensofadventure.com. And until next time, sissy that roll.